Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Prepare Radio. We're going to continue talking about the three principal means or ways of learning to hear. And we're learning. A lot of times we think that we should just push a button and be able to hear God. And sometimes that happens. And that was our first means of learning to hear, where he simply reveals himself to us. But we also want to remember that the final goal is just not to have information. God wants relationship. We want relationship with God. Think about what's going on in your life and what you would like to hear from God about. Why is it important to you? Why would it make a difference to you if you heard from him? Well, odds are it's in your life because he wants you to seek him. He wants you to need him. He wants you to want him. So we've talked about how our ears need to be healed, modified, cleaned out, tuned. Our natural ears only hear a small fragment of what's out there as far as the frequency. You know, we all know dogs hear a different frequency, animals hear different frequencies. Same in the solical or the supernatural realm, let alone the spiritual. Your spirit is already completely hearing everything God is saying to you. Your spirit is completely understanding everything God is saying to you. And you are talking back. It's not just God dumping information into your spirit. It's a communion. It's a joining, a being one with, spiritually speaking. And that's what we want in our soul, our mind, will, and emotions, and our body, with our physical senses. We want the hearing to be pure, clear, understood, so that when God speaks in our spirit, there is no interruption, no filter, no clouding of what he is saying that goes into our soul or our body. So that when we hear him, it is clear and obvious and unfiltered. This takes time, effort, energy, change on our part. We need to start with that acceptance, realizing this is going to take energy. This is going to take change. This is going to take effort on your part, on our part, on all our part. When we look at how God speaks to us, are we hearing him more clearly year to year? Are we hearing more as far as what we consider volume, more often? Is he speaking greater detail to us? Are we hearing greater detail? When you have a child, you speak appropriately according to the age they are. You speak differently to a 2-year-old than you do a 12-year-old or a 22-year-old. We want to be able to hear what God wants to speak to us. We don't want to have to force him to speak in signs and shadows. We want that clear voice. We want him to be able to speak it plainly and clearly so that we can hear it as he intends. Part of that is accepting that each one of us individually is responsible for hearing God for us. You, if you are a believer, if you've been born again, if you've been re-spirited, if you've been born of the Spirit, Spirit begets Spirit, like begets like, if you have born of God, he is speaking to you in your spirit. There's a oneness there. When we turn to anyone or anything else before we ask him, we are saying something is above him, or someone is above him. Someone or something is interfering with our relationship with him. Imagine your marriage, if you're married, or your boss, if you work, and your boss came to your desk and said, I want this project done by Friday. And instead of just saying, okay, I'll have it done by Friday, you say, well, I'll need to check on that. I'll get back to you. I need to check with this person. I need to check with my pastor to see if I can do that. He's going to say, well, no, you work for me. This is the project. This is the job. This is what you need to do. Well, let me get back to you on that. I need to see if that's really what you're saying. And we need to understand that God takes that very seriously. That when we say, hold on a minute, when we say, well, let me get confirmation, or let me confirm this, let me double check, wait a minute, it's not in this book here, so it can't be you. When we add or subtract or filter what God is saying to us through another medium, now, we're all in the process of learning and making a mistake, hearing him incorrectly, not having our ears perfected yet. We're all in that place. That's a whole different thing than insisting that it's somebody else's responsibility to test what we're hearing, whether it's a book like the Bible or our feelings, well, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel like God. Doesn't really matter whether it feels like him or not. You need to be able to recognize his voice. Sometimes it won't feel like him at all. And this is, again, why we need to learn to hear his voice and test it and then act on it in the little things. If you save up for, well, you know, I'm only going to ask him when it's a big thing. I'm only going to seek him for a big thing. It's like when my family member has cancer, or I've lost my job and I don't know what to do, or should I move to another state or not? If we only save it up for those times, are concerned about whether we're hearing from him or not, odds are we're not going to hear him clearly. Because we have not developed the ability to hear. And God not only wants you to have the ability, in other words, think of your hearing, think of your ears, your solical ears, as having muscles. You use your muscles. That's how they grow bigger. That's how you learn how they work. Your flexibility, your balance, your strength all comes through use. Likewise with hearing. Think of your ears as being muscles. They need to be exercised in order to be effective. You don't wait until the day of a marathon and think, okay, I can run this marathon. You understand that, no, you have to work up to it. And that's what we want to do with being able to hear him, to hear God however he wants to teach us, however he wants to train us. It's his responsibility. He has a special program, a training program, set up all just right for you. But you have to show up. You have to go for the training. He's not going to quit you. He's not going to say, well, you're obviously not interested. He is committed. And guess what? Spiritually speaking, you are too. The resistance is not coming from your spirit, which is who you truly are. That's the real you. The resistance is coming from your supernatural being, your soul, and maybe from your body. So let's do a quick review. We've talked before about the three principal means of learning to hear and how these are not the only ones. And if you've learned another way, that's fine. My question for you is only, is it working? Are you doing it? Is what you're learning helping you to hear God more clearly, more regularly? Is it helping you to develop your relationship with him? So hearing from the Lord is a process. We're going to make mistakes, but we must do it for ourselves. These three areas, revelation, association, and cultivation, are a description of the way God works. It's not, he doesn't go, okay, now I'm going to do the revelation part. Or now I'm going to do the association part. He just does what he does when he does it. And we're not all that concerned about, okay, which field am I in? Am I in the revelation part? Am I in the association part? Am I in the cultivation part? All we're trying to do is look at the training in general objectively. we wanted to start taking away some of the fear, concern, you know, how do I hear God? I know I'm supposed to, I know I need to, but how do I do that? And we want to take away the excuse, I don't know how to. Well, guess what? Here, this is how. It's a lot simpler than you were hoping. You don't have an excuse. It's not that hard. I mean, it's not that complex. It's not easy because your soul probably doesn't want you. Your flesh probably is much stronger than you're going to find out. You're going to find out how strong it really is. Because the more you rely on God, the more you set out to hear him, he will respond. And he will go after the obstacles in your life that are keeping you from hearing him clearly. So first, revelation. We talked a couple weeks ago about revelation, how God just reveals himself to us. He draws you. He draws us. He waves us over here. He waves his hand over here. Come this way. He makes himself known to us. He says, you need me. And we say, yes, Lord, I need you. And he re-inspirits us. He shows us how without him, we are dead in our spirit. So the very beginning of our relationship with him is revelation. And that happens throughout. It doesn't stop with just the process, the experience of salvation, being changed, but throughout our experience with him. He will draw us by revealing things about himself, things about the spirit world. Remember, it's the goodness of God that draws us. Things that we're interested in, you know, how often we think that if we really sold out, whatever that means to you, sold out to God, if we did that, he would make us do something we didn't want to do. We each need to settle that. Now, for some, he may say, yeah, I need you to do something that you don't want to do because I need to get you out of your comfort zone. I need to get you away from your strengths and onto mine. But it's not just because he wants you to do something that you don't want to do. There's a purpose there. And when we start seeing the difference in his purpose and our projects, we don't take it as a big thing in our life anymore, an obstacle that he's going to give us tasks and projects that we may not like. Because the purpose we do like. The purpose is to be changed into his likeness, spirit, soul, and body, to become one, to become healed and free and at peace, in perfect rest. And again, as we look at his big picture, what we don't get accomplished now will have to be accomplished at some point. So let's do now what he has assigned for now. Unless God chooses to make himself known, we cannot, by our own soulical ability, hear him. But because he has re-inspirited you, you are perfectly hearing him in your spirit. He revealed himself to your spirit at one time and now continually reveals himself to your spirit, in your spirit, with your spirit. It's like he keeps on pouring in that one bucket, and that bucket keeps on wanting to overflow into your soul and into your body. But we keep on going, I don't want to hear, I don't want to hear. Everything's fine. I can handle this. And so sometimes he shows us how we can't and how we do need to hear him. And it's not because we're bringing shame to him. It's not because we're doing something wrong or he's afraid of what people are going to think. It's because he loves you. And he wants you whole. He wants you one. He wants you complete, spirit, soul, and body. And as we know him, as we experience his presence in our lives, that's what entices us to know him more, to hear him more. And we talk about a variety of different aspects of our relationship with God, being healed, ministry, finding out, you know, the secrets of the universe, having answers to simple problems, to relationship issues, dealing with problems and coming up with new goals. But it all centers on our ability to hear him. And so we always come back to being able to recognize his voice, to hear him, to test it, and then learn how to act on it. If you are a believer, God has already revealed himself and has already given you the ability to hear and recognize his voice. Now, just because he's given you that ability doesn't mean it's working in your life. And that's what we need to focus on. And we'll talk later about how to structure your day, your life, your lifestyle, and how to accommodate the training that he has for you, and how it's better to do it willingly rather than be forced by our own spirit. And people say that, you know, God's not going to overcome your will or anything. The thing is it's not God. It's you, your spirit. It's your spirit who is saying to your will, get with the program. So, second, first principle means of learning to hear is revelation. God reveals himself. The second is by association. Once we realize that because we are now in Christ, in him, we are now spirit to spirit, we are already hearing God. Once we realize that, we think in terms of fine-tuning our ability in our soul, in our mind, our will, and our emotions. This is more than having scripture references memorized. This is more than having right doctrine or believing the right things, hanging out with the right people. This is hanging out with God. This is hearing truth from him. Like learning to learn a new language. What's the best way to do that? So you move to that country where they speak it. You immerse yourself in it, where you don't have a choice but to speak their language. So how do sheep learn to recognize the voice of their shepherd? Just by being with him. Spending time thinking, listening, acknowledging what's going on in our lives, looking at the circumstances, looking at our past, preparing for our future, enjoying and appreciating our presence, and talking to God about them. We so often put off till after we die then we'll hear from God, good, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But isn't that a little too late? Don't we need to know now how we're doing? God wants to teach you. God wants to teach all of us how we're doing. Let us know. Direct us, guide us. Because again, his goal for you, he's not all concerned about if you accomplish some purpose, okay, as far as, you know, ministering to people or how many jewels you're going to have in your crown or how good you make him look. He's not out there going, oh my gosh, I need a glory fix. I'm not getting enough glory. He glorifies himself just fine. Thank you very much. He's interested in you. In you becoming whole. You are his purpose. And when we join him in that purpose, he'll assign you projects. He'll give you things to do and tasks. But the goal is not to accomplish that task. It's to be changed by it. So he speaks to us. And he quickens our ability to hear him in other ways that we can't even fathom. He's, as we spend time with him, as we learn to listen to him and hear him and then act on it, he changes us in ways we can't even fathom. And this is why sometimes it's good to look back and go, wow, if this had happened 3 years ago, it really would have thrown me for a loop. But now I understand this is one of the ways God speaks to me. So we value the time and the experiences that we've had with him. And that's how we learn. One of the ways we learn. And a lot of what you've learned, you may never know because it's become a part of you. And that's fine. And again, we go back to, okay, Lord, is there anything you want to talk to me about? I'm looking back. I'm kind of enjoying my history. Is there anything you want to point out? Because again, part of being a dependent Christian is you will have an appreciative attitude. You will be grateful for what has happened in your life and how far you've come and what the Lord has done in your life. That's always a good indicator that someone has a good relationship with God, is there's a level of appreciation in that person's attitude. Then finally, there's cultivation. If we really want to be able to recognize the Lord's voice, if we want to join him in the process, we will have to make lifestyle changes. Rearranging, reprioritizing our schedule and our beliefs to make room for him first. The more time and attention, not just time, but being attentive, we give to God, the more fine-tuned our senses become to his voice, to his leading, to his direction. He reveals himself. We spend time with him. Then we begin to act on what we've heard. As we test what we're hearing, he becomes more familiar to us, more like a friend rather than a trainer. This is how we begin to really accept his love for us and all that entails. His direction and his encouragement and his comfort becomes our strength, not just by faith, but in reality. His words give us the strength, the life, the comfort we need because we've heard them from him. They're not words off the page. They're words from his lips. The more we work to know him, the more we labor to enter into his rest, the more effort we put in, we are acknowledging how much we value him. The fewer specific words are needed, and we simply know. We know what he's asking us to do. We know the answers to questions. We know what it is, what changes he's making in our lives. So we'll pick it up there and hopefully start moving into our next little series. We're going to talk about how to discern his voice, how to be able to tell it's him, how to ask him specific questions so you can start developing ears to hear. So thanks for tuning in. You can always drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org. And it's always so good to hear from you. I try to answer as quickly as I can, so if I don't answer right away, I appreciate your patience. But check out the website at wecanprepare.org. And as always, we'll be back again next weekend. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great rest of the weekend.